Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Joining us on the line is Scudder from Berry. He has the breakfast show down there at Magic. 931, are you guys 931?
Yes, yeah, you don't pretend like you don't listen to us every morning between the songs on Hot 100, Brent. We all know.
I wish I could, you know, but just so busy just running the best show in Darwin, you know, hard work.
All by himself, you see, Scudder. He does it all by himself.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have any help.
No, none at all.
Sometimes it feels like that. Speaking of help, Scudder, I'm wondering what on earth went on, because we had a bit of a bet going on for the people that I remember. I have a car that's sort of near, about 300-400 kilometres away from you, that's still been there a year, and I put the bet for this step challenge. The month of February, we had the step challenge going on, and I said, if we win, you have to get that car up to us.
Mm.
But if we lose, you can have the car.
Look, I think it all comes down to Brent Watkinson just being a little bit too confident in himself these days.
Don't know about that.
You know, I think the people of Darwin let you down, and the people of Berry just raised us up. I have no idea how it happened, but people rallied together and people joined up in the last few days and put their whole month's worth of steps in. I do have a feeling that it did help. We were doing vintage, we're doing grape harvest here, and so everyone's working like 18-hour days, and they're just pulling like 25,000 day steps per day kind of thing, and they're putting all of those in, and we just shot ahead of you.
Scudder, I'm really sorry, but I think the joke's on you guys, because Brent sometimes can be a little bit lazy with, you know, jobs he has to do in life, and one of the jobs that he had to do was get that car out of wherever it was back in South Australia. It's probably rusting away. It would have cost him money, actually, to get this car moved. And I feel like he's tricked you, and now you have to move the car.
I did hear from a couple of mutual friends, Brent, between you and I, that this car, there's a good chance, like, it would never make it from Port Augusta to Darwin. There's a good chance it won't even make it from Port Augusta back to Berry. So look.
It doesn't make it that far. I've recently done, before I left, I did some maintenance on it.
Mate, that was 2019.
There's only one problem with this car, and that is that the fuel gauge doesn't work. And if you fill the car all the way up, petrol leaks out of the tank. But apart from that, it's a very good car.
It's good for people on a budget, isn't it?
You can God.
Nice.
What is nice is you can drive around with it, and you don't have a fuel gauge. And so you base it on hope. You go, I hope I've got enough petrol.
I love the drama of it. You know, I love that. So I'd be like excited every time I got in the car, just waiting to run out of petrol.
You go, I'm pretty sure I have enough fuel to get me to work today. I guess we find out.
Well, you know what? One, it's a free car, so it doesn't matter. And two, I'm pretty sure I've owned worse in my life. So bring it on.
Oh, well, congratulations. You guys have absolutely slayed it. I was running around the office yesterday convincing everybody that you cheated, so nobody will ever know, will they?
Well, I mean, who knows? We still think that maybe you cheated, but, you know, whatever. Win, lose. The point is that I have to pay for more rego on this car, and congratulations, Barry.
Thank you, guys.